Hi, it's Jeff. Welcome back to this masterclass on retiring from Goldman Sachs. In this track two, we're talking about navigating the decision. Do you retire or not? And you may have already made that decision. Yet what we're going deeper into in this track is, well, what can make this decision so hard to make? What is it about this decision and, ultimately, the structure of this type of decision, which is, do you do this or do you do that? Why do we get so stuck with these sorts of questions? And what are some of the deeper dynamics around the word retiring? It's so loaded, isn't it? It's also backward looking, isn't it? Not talking about where you're headed, but what you're leaving. And there are a number of these types of dynamics around the decision for retiring, which can make navigating your choice much harder. And that's what we're going to dive into in this track. Now, also, as I said right up front, this program isn't literal in that it could only be used by someone retiring from Goldman Sachs. It's more metaphoric, meaning that Goldman Sachs is a great role model for when retiring can be hard, coming from a 24/7 career where so much of your life, personal, professional, the sense of who you are, your identity, can be wrapped up in your career. This is where you go to work, but it's also the people you spend time with. It's who you are in the world. And of course, these dynamics aren't unique to Goldman Sachs. But Goldman Sachs is a perfect example of where these dynamics can make it really hard to figure out, do you retire or not? And if you do, what do you go do? And as we also talked about in track one, to some people that might sound absolutely absurd. See, many people spend their entire working lives, don't they, looking forward to the day that they can retire. But this isn't always the case for people coming from Goldman Sachs and plenty of other environments. And so there can be a lot to navigate in how you make this decision and also what you then go do. Because there are lots of variables at play, aren't there? And nobody ever gives us a roadmap for navigating these harder decisions in life, let alone for creating the life that you truly want. And ultimately, that's what this is about, isn't it? It's not do you retire or not. Is what do you want this phase of your life to be about? If you stay, what do you want to do in this phase of your career? If you leave, what are you leaving to do? See, retiring only tells you about what you're leaving behind. Yet ultimately, isn't this phase of your life and every phase of your life about what you're looking to do? What really matters to you? What are your choices? What are your options for creating the life that you truly want? And so in this masterclass, we're really covering three big questions. One, how do you navigate the dynamics around this choice? Not just to decide, do you retire or not, but to bend your mind around all these sorts of topics. Second topic, what do you want to do next? If you don't know, how do you figure it out? And then how do you make it happen? And then the third big topic that we're covering, oh, and this is a deep rabbit hole that I love to spend my time on, is the mind. What are some of the ways that this topic of retiring impacts us mentally? Oh, and these are big topics, aren't they, for many people? See, on the big end, you have topics like uncertainty and fear. People can be scared to just make these types of changes, not knowing what they're moving into, not really knowing, well, they're giving something up that's certain. For what? What do they want it to look like? And all those topics can be really big, can't they? and then you get to the absolutely massive topics like identity. What does this mean for your identity? What was your identity? What will it be? How do you stay relevant in the world? What's your source of value? How do people value you now? Oh, and the two real massive topics. What's your purpose? You've been doing this job for so long, it was your purpose. And meaning. Where do you find meaning in life? Real deep meaning. Especially at this time of big change. And so we're going to be hitting these topics in detail in track 4. And the next track 3, we're hitting the topic of how do you explore your choices? What are they? How do you figure out what you want? And how do you build process to keep moving towards it? Yet here, right now in track 2, we're diving deep into this first topic. How do you decide to retire or not? But even more importantly, how do you navigate this choice point? What are the dynamics around this choice that can make it hard? And how do you set up process so you make it real easy? Now, here's the thing as well, which is this track and the next track very much go hand in hand, which is, do you retire or not, and how do you navigate the choice? Well, it all depends, doesn't it, on what you're leaving to do. So, if you have 5 incredible options, all of which are much more attractive to you than staying, well, navigating this choice is easy, isn't it? Yet, this is where we often get stuck, right? But it's also true on the other hand. If you don't know what you're going to do, well, then both of these choices collapse in on each other. So now you're thinking about these two topics, which is, well, what do I go do? And do I retire or not? And you're commingling what are 2 separate questions. So of course I go hand in hand, which is whether you retire or not depends on what you're leaving to do. But also, by tying those hands together, you can make it much harder to make that first choice. And then there's a level of detail that we're going to drop into in this track. We're approaching this choice much more organically. It's not just about, well, how do you draw up your pros and cons and decide whether to retire or not? That would be easy, wouldn't it? Anyone can do that. So why doesn't it work? Why do many people find themselves stuck at this choice? Why is this decision so hard to make? What are the dynamics around this decision that can keep us stuck? And staying stuck, unable to decide, well, not only does that feel pretty crappy, but we're not making progress down either path. Right? We're not so clearly driving forward in our careers, nor are we leaving and then just getting on with our lives. And so when we're saying, well, I just don't know what I would go do, just don't know what I want, we can stay stuck at that decision point, making zero progress in either direction. And this feeling of stuck, as we're going to talk about, can keep us even more stuck. Well, I just don't know whether I should retire or not. I just don't know what else I'll go do. And we find ourselves stuck in that loop, don't we? So, do I retire or not? Well, I really need to figure out what I'll go do. So, do I retire or not? And the more that we wrap ourselves up in this, the harder it can be to decide. Because now we get into an unresourceful emotional state. Right? A state of, oh, I just don't know, is very different to the energy that you want to be in, to be excited about your choices, to be looking forward optimistically, to be fired up about either staying or leaving. And so even though these questions go hand in hand, well, do you retire or not, and what do you then go do? as we unpack these separately, hopefully what you'll see is that, oh, we're taking that whole big ball of yarn that can keep us stuck, that we can just get ourselves wrapped up in, and making it easy for you to navigate the decision and explore your options so you can keep moving forward, retiring or not, doing what you want to do. All right, let's go deeper on this. In this track, we're unpacking this topic on three levels. First, we're talking about the topic of retirement. How, literally, the word itself and all it connotes can keep us stuck. Second, we're going deeper into the structure of choice, which is, do you do this or do you do that? The very structure of that question can keep us stuck at the decision point. Third, and maybe this is what we came here for, we're talking about the process of how you actually navigate this. How do you convert these types of questions that can keep us stuck into a process that enables you to keep moving forward? And you'll see this notion flows all the way through this masterclass, that these hard questions to answer, do you retire or not? How do you explore your options? They mirror the question I spent some 10 years on, what do I want? And even though these questions can be really hard to answer, there's a decidedly easy approach, which is rather than trying to answer a question that you can't, instead convert it to a process that leads you to the answer over time. And that's what we're doing throughout this track and throughout this masterclass. And so even though some of you will have decided, well, you are going to retire or not, and in some cases that choice is being made for you by your life circumstances or the firm asking you to retire, irrespective of these dynamics, I think what you'll find inside this track is that we're exploring a number of these dynamics that make these types of decisions hard. And then specifically, some of the notions that come back to the topic of retirement. Why does this question keep us stuck? How do we best navigate it? By converting it to a process that enables you to keep moving forward. Alrighty, let's hit the first topic. Retirement and all it conveys. Retirement or retiring, it's not just a word, is it? Think about all that word conveys.